News, I'm Tommy McNeil. In his second State of the Union address Tuesday night, U.S. President Donald Trump laid out an agenda that included calls of bipartisan cooperation and unity. But he also slammed what he called ridiculous partisan investigations and stood firm on his demand for a wall along the country's southern border. White House correspondent Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
President Trump broke with tradition and began his State of the Union speech without waiting to be introduced by the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, with whom he clashed with in recent weeks.
We must reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution.
As is the norm, Trump gave a long list of achievements.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
But immigration soon came to the forefront, an issue Trump is fighting with Democrats who continue to deny his demand for $5.7 billion border wall funding.
In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
The wall feud partially closed the government for 35 days. If no deal is reached by February 15th, another government shutdown looms.
That's VOA correspondent Patsy Wadakuswara reporting. The U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to caution President Trump against swift U.S. troop withdrawals from Syria and Afghanistan. Mr. Trump revealed his decision to withdraw all U.S. forces from Syria in December, declaring that the U.S. had defeated Islamic State and no longer needed to deploy troops in Syria. The Senate vote came just hours before Mr. Trump delivered his nationally televised State of the Union address. The Senate passed a bill also would facilitate penalties against U.S. companies that boycott Israel, a move that sorely divided Democrats and was portrayed by some Republicans as a litmus test of support for the Jewish state. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have issued a subpoena to President Donald Trump's inaugural committee seeking documents related to its donors and spending, but the White House quickly distanced itself from the investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the State of the Union speech was not overshadowed by federal prosecutors issuing the subpoena.
Not at all. Look, I'm reading the same reports you are. This doesn't have anything to do with the White House. And I think the biggest focus and the thing that most Americans care about has nothing to do with the inaugural, and it has everything to do with what the path forward looks like.
The inaugural committee development was reported Monday by multiple news agencies citing either a copy of the subpoena or discussions with people familiar with the probe. Prosecutors have been investigating whether the committee misspent some of the $107 million it raised for events linked to Trump taking office in January of 2017. A new U.S. assessment of foreign interference in the 2018 congressional elections has concluded that outside meddling had no effect on the integrity and security of the voting systems, but the government didn't say whether foreign actors influenced the outcome of the election. The classified report by the U.S. Departments of Justice and Homeland Security found no evidence to date that any identified activities of a foreign government or foreign agent had a material impact on the integrity or security of election infrastructure or political campaign infrastructure. A new report by the United Nations shown to the Security Council Friday claims North Korea is working to ensure its weapons cannot be destroyed by military strikes. We get more from VOA's Steve Miller reporting from Seoul.
U.S. President Donald Trump hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea, but the United Nations report found evidence of a consistent trend on the part of North Korea to disperse its assembly, storage, and testing locations. In addition, the UN report said North Korea continues to defy Security Council resolutions through a massive increase in illegal ship-to-ship transfers of petroleum products and coal, rendering the latest UN sanctions ineffective. North Korea has said it will never unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons unless the United States first removes any threat to it. A second summit is planned between the U.S. and North Korea for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Washington and European nations are echoing demands of Venezuelan protesters for socialist leader Nicolas Maduro to step down and give way for 35-year-old National Assembly head Juan Guaido to act as Venezuela's interim president while new elections are organized. Some say Western moves against Maduro have been late in coming. As Venezuela plunged deeper into chaos, the West held back from adopting forceful measures to put pressure on Maduro to end repression. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.